Freedom Realized, Finding Freedom from Homosexuality and Living a Life Free from Labels, is a book by Stephen Black, who is a former homosexual, and he was active and even featured in a new film called In His Image, a film produced by the American Family Association. Their website is inhisimage.movie, and Stephen Black's website is firststone.org. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Reverend Stephen Black, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, sir. It's an honor to be with you.
Sure. All right. Since In His Image is brand new, tell us about that for those not familiar with this new teaching tool.
Well, it is a little over an hour. It's a 104-minute long movie. That is really a critical and urgent message to equip the church how to respond very biblical, but very compassionately, a very solid, biblically orthodox view on human sexuality, but specifically addressing this orientation narrative that is permeating the church, the idea of gay Christianity. And so Dr. Michael Brown narrates this, and we have some stellar contributors like Ryan Anderson, Michelle Critella. Dr. Michelle Critella deals with a lot of the endocrinology and the trans medicine. Kevin DeYoung, Robert Gagnon, Abraham Hamilton III, mm-hmm. Walt Heyer, Mary Cassian, Sean McDowell. The Perrys, Francis and Laura, share their story, mother and daughter, and Laura, you know, having overcome being a transgender. Everett Piper, Denise Schick, and James White, and myself. Wow. And so this has a power-packed message for the church, and now they're putting out the DVD, extra DVD set with 3 hours of additional footage that answers a lot of common questions that the church needs.
Hmm. Wow. So this includes not only the issue of homosexuality per se, but also the whole transgender question. And if I could ask you about that for a minute, I mean, even during one of the recent presidential debates, Joe Biden was asked about, I guess she was asked by a mother of an 8-year-old boy who was confused, and maybe he's a girl trapped in a boy's body or whatever. Comment on the whole transgender issue. How are we to process this?
Well, we have to look at the science, and that's what this movie and even the bonus footage looks at. And the reality is that you're dealing with people that are dealing with severe traumatic confusion. Most transgender type people that are struggling with their identity can never change the fact they are hardwired XX or XY, XX being female, XY being male. You cannot change that. And now we even have the American Medical Association, of course, Association of Psychologists and the American Psychiatric Association. These groups are pushing the narrative of transgender ideology. And we know biblically that the science is actually on our side, and that people cannot change their gender. And so I like how several of these doctors have communicated it's a lot easier to help somebody through the mental processes of trauma than to try to surgically change their bodies. And quite frankly, people aren't willing to talk about this, but when they do this kind of surgery on a man, that is a wound that never heals. And it's really pretty barbaric that we're actually removing healthy breast tissue from teenage girls and doing these hormone blockers to children. So this movie and many of the doctors are actually putting up the caution about moving forward politically, because it is going to wreak havoc on the medical industry, like California is proposing hormone blockers to children. And so this is going to not just be a medical problem in people's lives, but it's also going to be an economic and a potentially a lawsuit frenzy in 10 to 20 years.
And I understand that the vast majority of what they call gender dysphoria, in other words, a little child wondering, you know, am I really supposed to be a girl even though I'm a boy, or vice versa, that the vast majority of these things just resolve themselves naturally by the time of puberty. And this is, we're talking maybe more than 95%, according to some of the child psychologists and pediatricians. And yet that view is viewed somehow as a hate view or a hate speech view.
Yeah, it's really not a loving thing to actually allow for more confusion and mentor, even foster the confusion in a child's life by dressing them up in opposite gender clothing. And actually, we know the science even on this with pornography addiction, but when you have brain waves and laying out neural pathways within the brain by bad behavior, you are damaging someone. And we know this through brain scans now. This is also in the documentary. I actually talk about it in the documentary. The science is on our side that there is a formation in a child's brain to the association of their gender, and it is terrible that we are bringing further and further confusion by this LGBTQ ideology. Mm. And really, it is a religion. It's a religion of secular humanism, and they are proposing and pushing this on all the American people. And politically, they want to do this with the Equality Act at the highest levels of government, and forcing even the church and nonprofits like I run to embrace this ideology. This is what we're up against if the Democrats have their way.
Mm. And this would be something where, like, a church couldn't opt out. They couldn't say, well, we don't agree with that. We think the Bible says man is made, well, we know the Bible says man is made in the image of God, male and female. He has made us, not male and female, and then all these other so-called genders. So in other words, we can't be true to our biblical faith and biblical conscience if they get their way.
Well, this is the war that's going to happen culturally. The Democrat Party has made it very clear, all of their leaders, Nancy Pelosi and their main leaders, have communicated that the civil rights of LGBTQ, the Equality Act, will trump religious liberties. And so this, thank God, the Supreme Court recently ruled in Florida on the conversion therapy ban, saying, no, that's unconstitutional to forbid anyone to get the therapy that they want. So we're having some victory, but if they have it their way, and Joe Biden has communicated that his first week of office would be for sure to put forward the Equality Act and demand that all education systems, every complete institution of higher learning, all employment, which would include churches and nonprofits, would have to embrace LGBTQ plus sign, and people need to pay attention to that plus sign and what that means, would have to be equal to race and gender. And this is what they are proposing.
What does the plus sign mean?
Well, the plus sign is the idea of polyamorous behavior, and also the American Psychological Association now have dumbed down and reworded pedophilia to mean minor attracted person or youth attracted person. And so this is real stuff that is what we as Christians would say is very perverse and very debased behavior. When you've got pansexual and polyamorous behavior and pedophilia normalized as a legitimate orientation. That's what that plus sign is.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about your own personal background. Here's a quote from you, and I assume this is from the book Freedom Realized. We are never more like God in his creativity as humans than when we are in concert with God creating life. One cannot create life through homosexuality. And here you're talking, obviously, about reproduction. I mean, having babies.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, even in my own story, 38 years ago, I had this radical transformative experience, and I've been able to be in concert with the Lord in a very healthy and holy marital relationship for the last 34 years of my life, and Robin and I had two adult children. I adopted her daughter, and so we have three children, one in heaven, and so God has really blessed us, and now I have four grandchildren.
Okay, and tell us about your own story in terms of homosexuality. How did you become that, and did you ever feel like, oh, well, this is the way I was born? Give us your background.
Well, and, you know, and I'm pretty classic in that I had so many of the underlying causalities. So I had the sexual molestation at 6, 10, and 12, and then I had the introduction to pornography, voyeurism, and exhibitionism and sex talk that hit me all through my teenage years. So, and I was bullied and beaten and told I was gay and queer and sissy and faggot. And so by the time I was in high school, I embraced the gay belief system. I was attracted to my same sex. I had a bad relationship with my dad. So I ended up entering into that lifestyle by actually somebody mentoring me and drawing me in and revealing the gay community. I was raised Catholic, so I didn't even know that thing existed. And then some years later, my parents' priest actually tried to seduce me. And so I lived as a gay man for 8 years. And then I had this radical transformative experience where Jesus spoke to me and told me that I would die if I didn't accept him. And that was the year of 1983. And that summer we heard about HIV and GRIDS. And so he was very kind to me to draw me out. And from that night on, he revealed his word. He revealed very dramatically that the word of God was true, and I've lived my life for him. And the word of God, my life verse, is that he sent his word to heal them and to deliver them from destruction. And I've been serving Jesus and loving him and loving people, and been in full-time ministry now for 30 years.
You know, it's amazing, though, to see the culture. You would think that half the country is gay and the other half wishes it was gay. I mean, you just look at prominent people who come out and everybody celebrates them like this is some sort of great accomplishment. You know, I don't get it. I mean, I don't get it. But what are your comments as a former homosexual?
Well, it's really sad as we see that even in the last days, because there's such a cultural lowering of morality of all forms of sexuality, that this becomes the greater manifestation. And now good is evil and evil is good. And when you look at gay people and that lifestyle, there is nothing happy or holy about it. The CDC reveals that the levels of STDs and really harm to the body, without going into graphic detail, but it is tragic what happens to people. The level of drug abuse, alcohol abuse, depression, suicide in that community is exponentially so much higher than what is even in what we would call heterosexual sin.
Even now.
And so it's tragic.
Even now,
yeah.
Despite all the acceptance of society towards, you know, anything you want as far as the gay stuff, are you basically saying that homosexuals are not happy? They're not gay? I mean, in the traditional sense of the word gay?
No, and the reality is they become addicted and enjoy their sin, but their sin is destructive. I mean, Scripture says, you know, sin can be pleasurable for a season. But when you look at their longing for love and real connection, they fall short of it. And, you know, they even joke about being monogamish. In other words, they're constantly trying to fulfill, especially in male homosexuality, fill that void that only God can fill and only true love can fill. So sad.
Mm. Okay, well, we have enough time just to at least give the website. Your website is firststone.org. I assume that means, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. And the movie that we discussed earlier that you're a part of is called inhisimage.movie. Stephen, thank you so much for being with us. All the best.
Yeah, thank you so much. God bless you, sir.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.